Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
I'm just the Midwest guy from Missouri that just wants to find love.
Let me tell you something. If you see me on a reality show crying on some concrete stairs, please call a medic, because yeah. I have hit rock bottom.
Close. Yeah. What the
f***? It's weird that they didn't have a button for not pissing on the seat.
The real estate market in Tampa is booming right now.
I'm closing deals in heels.
I feel like 15 years ago, if you were like, you know what's going to be the next exciting thing in television? Real estate agents.
Slide to bed with us starting right now. Nightly Pop. So of course you see Munter. I was gonna say Morgan. I think I merged and said Munter.
Is that our ship name, me and Morgan?
You and Morgan are Munter.
That's so cute.
Jordan's gonna be mad.
I was trying to say Morgan is out, but Hunter is here.
Yeah.
And we have E's own Francesca Amaker here today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm so excited. Oh, I am beyond excited. I am thrilled.
Let's get started. It is the happiest day of the year for Hunter because the new Bachelor preview has dropped. Are you so excited? We're not sure who the new Bachelor Clayton needs more, if it's going to be a soulmate or a therapy group.
I believe more than anything that my future wife is here. Wow, it chills.
You're fake, you're two-faced, I'm done.
I don't trust her as far as I can throw her.
Keep my name out of your mouth.
She f***ed it up for everybody. I'm done. It's over.
I'm just so broken.
Let me tell you something. If you see me on a reality show crying on some concrete stairs, please call a medic, because yeah. I have hit rock bottom. So, you guys, what is up with The Bachelor and the dramatics? Why does every Bachelor have to say he's done?
I'm so broken.
Yeah.
I'm so broken.
That's why they cast you, is because you're so broken. You're the perfect person for this show, big guy.
But I think he's gonna find love. I really do. I'm a big fan of him. You know, his parents, I think they were married for like 30 years. He really does want sound love, and I think he knows...
Kinda you think he's gonna find it on ABC?
Nah, man.
Yeah, I did the research. Apparently, there's been like 40-something seasons, and only 14 people are still together out of all of those things.
This is included with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Bachelor and Bachelorette. And out of those, I guarantee you, only a couple are happy.
Yeah.
Also, that looks like me if I had hit puberty.
Oh, stop.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that guy...
It's so true! It does
look like you.
He looks like your older brother.
You know, in the house, they call him Klaynos. Like, you know, Thanos? They call him Thanos because of how chiseled and big he is.
I do like a big dude,
and the producers, they fell in love with him. Like, he's really sweet. If you watch the show, he's really sweet, and he's, like, you know, dapper. He's a ladies' man.
He's a little like Vanilla, though, right?
Oh, just like that.
Him. This guy.
All right, you guys, we got to move on because a new trailer for And Just Like That dropped, the Sex and the City reboot. All right, so Carrie is back with the girls, and she's still giving advice, but now this time it's a podcast.
The more I live, the more I find that if you have good friends in your corner, anything's possible. The future is unwritten because we're all at different stages of life. And just like that, you're still you. Hello, lovers.
You know, it's different.
Yeah, the creator's not even involved in this one anymore.
Yeah.
They have the original showrunner from the series and the two films. But I'll be honest with you, Ken, I'm just going to say it. Samantha put the sex in Sex and the City. Mm. And thank you.
I was not excited about the reboot without Samantha.
Right, same.
But I probably will still watch. I might hate watch at first, but I'll probably still watch because I do think it's important to have a show about women dating in their 50s. Mm-hmm. There's not really any show, I feel like, that's existed other than, like, The Golden Girl.
Mm-hmm. And she was out there in the streets, you know, much like how, you know, some of us are doing our lives right now.
Yes.
And some of us. Listen, I didn't say, all right.
All of us.
But yeah, she was out there in the streets, and now, you know, she's in this 20-year relationship with Big, and I'm like, okay, I would be interested to hear the podcast, but I secretly want Kim Cattrall to actually come out with a real podcast and call it Sex, and then just, you know.
Yeah. Give all the tea.
Yeah.
I would love that. Kim Cattrall has another show, so she definitely isn't making any type of guest appearances. I wish their beef was for TV and then she just had a guest appearance. I would die.
Yeah, well, I like how in this whole trailer she keeps going, if you keep your friends, you'll be fine. And Kim Cattrall's just like, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
She's like,
they're sprinkling a little more diversity than they did the first go around, so I'm happy for that. So we'll see how this goes.
There's an Asian guy in the series. I saw that. Good for them.
Yeah, there's a couple black women that are in there.
Yeah, it's much diverse.
Apparently, New York didn't have black people before the year 2000.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's
just
crazy.
Now putting
in
that
New York,
diversity in.
It was no black folks, no Asian people,
So much for the melting pot of America, you know?
All right, you guys, we got to move on because Drake is so rich. He has a touch screen toilet. I need you guys to see this because YK Osiris went to Drake's house to visit and he was just amazed at all this technology.
Man, what the f***? It's just, this Drake got a mother cut a f*** on clothes. God, what the f***? What the hell is this? Man, the boots, boy, missing.
All of us, are we into touchscreen toilets?
I feel like it's weird that they didn't have a button for not pissing on the seat, because there was a lot of droplets.
Shout out to our producer Vanessa, who was like, "I hate black toilets."
Yeah, because you can be peeing on someone else's pee.
She said she was like, "It shows everything." It's true, it does.
Yeah.
Those are black toilets, I feel like, are the hardest to clean.
Why would he put that on camera? There's like pisslets all over this.
It's a splash up from the toilet.
But you know, that's a bad toilet.
Those look smeared and that's.
Well, this is exactly what a man's house looks like. So, yeah.
So
y'all
right.
Don't know how to clean a toilet. No matter how much money you have, you're still messy.
Uh-huh. Shout out to Drake, though. $100 million home. That's nice.
I do feel like, though, in a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to use my hands probably the least amount possible.
Yeah.
Because this is where things get murky. I don't really want to, like, know that someone else was in here, they wiped, and then they're touching the screen after.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because the screen is now filthy. I know you're going to still wash your hands, but I just feel like the last person who touched the screen probably just took a
Germs aside, I think it's really cool to just be able to have a toilet that can heat your bum, that can do the bidet
feature. I like the bidet
part.
But sometimes I think less is more. Like, this is a lot.
Could you imagine you're about to poo your pants and you go up and you have to figure out how the touchscreen works?
It's like a transformer and you're like about to...
Yeah,
sometimes you just need to sit the f*** down.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's cute. Anyway, you guys, we got to talk about Teyana Taylor. She is on tour. People cannot stop talking about her sexy performances. And her latest lap dance is having a lot of people tweeting. That looked painful to me.
We only needed 3 seconds of that. That was 14 seconds.
Yeah,
welcome to Nightly Pop, girl. You don't get these extra seconds on Nightly Pop, Chad.
I agree. Let's watch it one more time, huh?
Wait, did you like this? Did you think this was sexy?
No, I didn't think it was like as sexy as the lap dance could have been, but I do think there's a reason she brings women on stage for this and not men, because we'd all be like, do you have a pillow? I'd like to stand up now.
I don't think people understand, like...
I'm getting hot.
That's a skill.
It is a skill. There was a tour like that. I forget. I think it was it Candy's Sex Dungeon?
Yeah, went.
I went to Candy's Sex Dungeon.
You did?
Yeah, we did. Did you go? Because you're from Atlanta.
No.
You didn't
I did
even
not,
go.
Uh-uh,
Hunter
no.
went.
But it was sold out multiple times.
How was it?
I was the only guy there, and it was great.
Oh gosh, Hunter, yeah. Another side of you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the side he shows everybody, I feel like.
Yeah.
Your sex dungeon side is the first side we see.
Uh-huh.
I had a meeting with our bosses, and they're like, you're fairly sexual on the show. And I'm like, yeah.
All right, guys, we got to take a break. But coming up, a sexy Secret Service agent has the internet going wild. Plus, kissing is getting very weird on Family Feud. That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I love me some Selling Sunset, and I think that they might have actually kicked off the next big franchise. So Netflix just dropped the trailer for Selling Tampa, and Florida real estate just got a lot more dramatic.
The real estate market in Tampa is booming right now.
I'm closing deals in heels.
It's already hard for us to get into that luxury market. Mm-hmm. I want to show you guys it can be done. Carla and Alexis, I'm going to need y'all to step it up. This is serious.
We don't have time to play here.
Are you still in training?
I've only been here a year.
Don't check me because you can't check me.
I'm grown just like you, so treat me with respect.
I separate business from friendships. That's my prerogative.
You're wasting everyone's time. You're not new to this.
All of this loyalty to Sherelle, what about loyalty to me?
They got some problems. Watch.
If you want to leave, I'm not begging no one to stay.
Wow.
Ooh.
I'm here for that.
Ooh.
It seems like there's going to be some friendships, some business being mixed. How are you guys feeling?
When I tell you I am the biggest Selling Sunset fanatic, like
I don't know about that.
I love me some Chrishella, some Christine, even a little bit of Mary in there,
yes,
with her sexy little hunky fiance.
Yes.
But these ladies, they have a lot of sass, they have some feistiness, and I just love a good real estate show because we're seeing businesswomen be empowered. We're seeing, you know, them sell multi-million dollar homes, and then they get a little. You know.
I'm here for real estate reality. That's my new jam. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because like I feel like 15 years ago. If you were like, you know what's going to be the next exciting thing in television?
Yeah.
Real estate agents. Everyone would be like, shut up. Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah, it's so true. I think there's going to be a Selling Sunset Tampa. I think eventually we'll have a Selling Sunset Atlanta, mm-hmm. Selling Sunset OC, Selling Sunset, well, not Selling Sunset, but Selling NYC. I think they're going to be all in a bunch of different cities. I do feel like I want to buy a house every time I watch these shows. I'm on all the apps looking for houses that I cannot afford when these shows air. That's the only dangerous part.
Yeah, I'll wait till I can actually afford them before I start looking at Zillow and stuff. But I'm glad that the people who have millions of dollars can afford these homes for me to look at.
Hunter, we got to get you into these shows.
I like being the layman to the audience. But I also think, do you think it's a good idea to mix business with friendship? They talked about it on the show, and all these shows do that.
It happens eventually. I do think, like, it's inevitable. Like, we're friends. Mm-hmm. We work together.
Mm-hmm. I try to mix business with friendship with Nina and Morgan all the time, and yet neither of them have come to improv night. I'm out there, yes-anding, by myself.
No, but she's come over, you cooked breakfast for her, and she willingly came over to your house.
And she willingly stayed, too.
Over?
No.
The night?
The whole weekend.
Listen, you can't take anything from Hunter as fact.
No, she didn't stay the night.
Hunter is our residential friends. National Enquirer.
Honestly, pretty successful brand.
We're moving on to another one of my favorite shows because we got to talk about Family Feud. The contestants have done it again. Steve Harvey asked a simple question. Their answers took a very weird turn.
What's a lie a woman tells her date to avoid kissing him goodnight?
I have bad breath. We're going to play.
What's a lie a woman tells her date to avoid kissing him goodnight?
She don't like him.
I just got a new piercing.
Steve, we're going to go with I got to go to the bathroom.
She has gas.
She got gas!
I don't feel like that went that left.
What does gas have to do with your mouth,
though?
You just lean in.
Oh,
we'd not recommend.
Yeah, I'm surprised people are trying to get out of kisses, you know? It's hard enough to get into one.
I don't even know why you have to make an excuse to get out of a kiss.
Have you ever made an excuse to get out of a kiss?
Yes.
I wouldn't be in a situation where... No.
Look like you go on a date with a guy and then you're not feeling it, but at the end of the night, he tries to kiss you.
It's been a fun one. God bless. See you later.
Yeah, God bless.
I definitely had it where I was feeling the guy, but the breath wasn't... It wasn't even because he was like... It was like we ate. So it was like, he just smelled like garlicky or whatever.
You gotta eat. If you're gonna eat garlic, like you gotta do it together.
Kiss on the cheeky poo.
Or you can make a joke about it. Like, oh, you stink. Come
and
here.
And still kiss him?
Yeah.
No, I'm like, not gonna still kiss you.
I kinda like that nasty.
No. I've actually given somebody like mouthwash before and be like, let's go ahead and
handle that where I've been at the house or something and I'll go like post-date and I'll go to my bathroom and I'll be like, I'm just gonna get some mouthwash real fast. I'll be right back. And they always go, oh, I want some too.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But when they go, oh, yeah, go ahead. I go.
You want anything?
I'm like walking around the house with it, being like, so what do you do? You know?
Yeah. You gotta just make a joke, I think, you know, because if it's just food, it's not that big of a deal. If it's something else, then I'm turned off. Mm-hmm. If I can tell, it's just, if we just meet it and it's a little stanky dank, then
that's a lot.
That's more of a concern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Give him the cheek.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But I try not to judge. I'm like, we all have off days, I'm sure.
Sure.
You know, but on a date, try to just bring you some gum.
Yeah. Or an Altoid.
Getting out of a kiss is.
Otherwise, you'll hear I have gas.
Which I will lean in with.
Hunter's biggest turnoff. Okay, you guys. President Biden's fine-ass Secret Service agent is no longer a secret. The agent in sunglasses and khakis went viral after someone posted him on TikTok, which had commenters thirsting after him big time. Mm. I mean, he is cute. What do you guys think?
Yeah, good luck, terrorists.
Oh boy.
Good luck.
You got that to deal
with. We got that guy.
He's got his little pea coat on, and I don't love the khakis.
Pea coats are cute. I will say pea coats on guys always makes them look really classy, but it also gives you some bulk, you know?
Are we sure this guy is a Secret Service agent? He looks very casual for Secret Service. I thought they wore, like, suits. Like, are we sure? Is this just a guy with a pin on?
He looks like a guy whose dad is in the pharmaceutical business, and he's, like, dating some socialite. That's what he looks like.
He's probably watching this because he's monitoring us and listening to our phones. If he is...
He's a good. I will say he's a good-looking dude.
Well, we appreciate
that. He's a little too big, am I right?
All right, whatever. We gotta take a break. But coming up, a talking tree is haunting all of our Christmas dreams. Plus, is Santa sexy? We're gonna find out next.
Ooh.
Time of the year when Hunter breaks out his mistletoe belt buckle.
Oh. What the f-?
He has one, trust me.
Is that a thing?
He has one. Well, Hunter is not the only freaky holiday person and the only one who has freaky going on. Who is ready for
Jingle this bitch?
What? All right, first up, the internet is horrified by a giant talking Christmas tree in a mall in Nova Scotia. Even that intro sounds scary.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, it's being compared to the creepy doll in Squid Game. I do have a warning, though. This is going to put all of your children and maybe even you in therapy. Oh, my God.
Bruh.
You've been good all year, right?
You saw it like,
oh my gosh. This is maybe one of the creepiest things I've ever seen in a mall.
They should have left this thing in retirement. Apparently they pulled it out after 15 years and what do the people in Nova Scotia do? Like, why couldn't
the tree is actually beautiful.
Tree's pretty.
Why couldn't they just have the tree? Is this because they can't bring in a Santa because of COVID?
No, that does not. COVID has nothing to do with the face on this tree. It's like a Teletubby.
Then it looks like it popped a Molly, and now it's like rolling or something. What the hell is going on? All right, you guys, Oprah and Reese are about to get jealous because we have this month's pick for our nightly pop book club.
Yay!
All right, it is a festive story titled Santa Claus is Going to Town. On me.
Oh!
What?
Okay, so the author describes it as the perfect gift for the Santa in your life. This is basically North Pole erotica.
So apparently Sadly, the main girl, her name is Holly, and she's at home alone. All of a sudden, she thinks this big bad thief is coming in. And she's like, who is that? And then it's Santa, and things get a little erotic.
Did he jiggle her bell?
He jiggled her bell, all right. Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds great. I love the idea of this.
She describes Santa as thick and hot.
Well, he is thick, he is. And he probably is hot with all that stuff on him. But I also think he's like the worst guy you could ever date. He's unemployed for 364 days a year. And then the one day he's free, he's sliding into other bitches' chimneys.
Yeah,
that's true. Typical.
But you know why he still gets the bitches? Because he has his own compound. Mm.
That's true. And he's it's perfect if your love language is gifts.
Absolutely. Let's move on. And if you think elves are Santa's little helpers, you are actually wrong. Apparently, they are ass and they want to murder you. Basically, that is the plot of this new Netflix series called Elves.
I think it's gone.
You know what?
Like he was a wooden elf. Like, what was that?
That's the little baby one. We need something for the tooth fairy because I do feel like that's the most creepy thing
you can make.
It is. There's someone who breaks into your house at night just to buy those teeth.
You're right. Someone coming in your house to get your teeth is weird.
And it's like the whole plot is some kid wakes up and sees the tooth fairy and runs, and the tooth fairy now knows that she has to kill that kid.
Wait, because that kid's gonna reveal.
Oh,
so you've created your own plot.
You're not supposed to open your eyes and see the tooth fairy.
I just wrote this. I call it. Copyright.
Netflix.
There hasn't been a lot of stories about the tooth fairy.
Didn't The Rock do a tooth fairy based thing?
Oh, he did do something years ago. It wasn't scary though.
But his acting was.
Stop!
What's he gonna
do? Oh, you guys leave that in.
What's he gonna do about it? It's about power. It's about devour.
It's about stamina. It's about
what? We are out of time on that note. You guys can catch us tomorrow night. Thank you so much to Francesca for joining us.
Well done.
You guys set your DVRs. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Set your DVRs. Bye bye.